Would please in the book of Isaiah chapter 40. We're going back in the book of Isaiah chapter number 40. Saw some folk come in after we started tonight and made the welcome. Thrilled my heart to see them come. Glad you're here. Appreciate you coming in and being in the service tonight. All right, in Isaiah chapter 40, let's stand please while we read. And we'll just read verse number 31. Well, let's back up and get that paragraph. Start at verse 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Aren't you glad? And I pause there and say, aren't you glad that God never gets weary? He doesn't wear out. And there's no searching his understanding is past our trying to grasp it. Verse 29, he giveth power to the faint. And I want to pause there and say, thank the Lord, he does. Amen. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. Young men shall utterly fall. But that conjunction there is a great conjunction, but. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Let's bow our heads, please, and pray. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus, and thank you for the privilege that we have to pray tonight. Thank you for all the songs that have been sung, and what a blessing to our heart to hear the singing, and Lord, stirred our hearts. And they just singing about that wall of prayer. Lord, how we need to pray one for another as we wait on thee. I pray in Jesus' name, God, you'd help us. And then, Lord, I ask you tonight now that you take everything that's been sung, every song, the message in it, and help us all to gain that from what you'd have for us. But tonight now comes time for preaching. Lord, I need that divine touch of God. I pray for the Holy Spirit. Illuminate my mind, saturate my very being, and help me, I pray, get self out of the way. And Holy Spirit, take us and use us for your glory. Help me be able to think and able to say and do what we need to do here tonight. But I pray the word of God go forth and do that which you send it and accomplish that in every heart and every life. Encourage and discourage. Help those who are going through difficult times and problems. And then, Father, for those that may be lost and without God, I pray tonight conviction be real, draw them by your power. I pray they'd come to Jesus and be saved. Now, Lord, the best I know how with all my heart, I plead the blood of the Lord Jesus. I plead the victory in Jesus and confess the devil defeated in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. It's in his name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. This morning, I tried to give you an introduction to this message on wait on the Lord, and I'm sure you've heard many messages out of the scripture, and if you've been in church any length of time, it's been dealt with many times, but I again, tonight, want to look at that, verse 31, and think about it. Three things I see in that I want to share with you, and very easily you see that, this morning, I tried to talk about that word wait. And the connotation of that is you wait, but not idle waiting. It's not just doing nothing while we wait, but there's a time to wait on God and let God do what he wants to do. We tried to share some illustrations with you from the Word of God, and I ended up talking about Elijah and talking about John the Baptist and how they had their times of relapse there and downtime and weary and wore out and discouraged and despondent. And you and I have those kind of times. But God came by. And I'm glad God didn't just say, well, you sorry rascal, but he helped them, gave them what they needed at the time, encouraged their hearts and helped them on the way. The Apostle Paul, I'm sure, went through a whole lot. I know that by scripture he was scourged 5 times, beaten with rods 3 times. He was stoned once, thrown out for dead. He was ran out of town. He was tossed around and misunderstood, and all the rest of it, but came down to the end of the way and said, I fought a good fight, finished my course, and kept the faith. I like what Brother Mason said, while ago, when you going to quit, what you going to do? Said, I guess I'll go till I drop over. I guess that's the best way to handle it, amen? Is just keep going for God, trusting Him. There will be some time we need just to wait on God and let God do for us what He wants to do. And I trust God will help all of us remember that and keep that in our mind. But I don't want to re-preach all of that. I want to pick up on this verse and look at it. It said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Now, looking at it humanly and thinking about it humanly, I'd start with walking and then run and then fly. But He reverses it. God doesn't do things our way. He does it His way. He starts with flying first, then run, and then walk. I think you'll see why when I get into the message a little bit and see why that is. And I want to talk about our location first of all. Mount up as, with wings as wings of eagles. I want to talk about that a little bit. And of course, we get saved. We're put in the Rock of Ages. I'm glad for that. Amen. Psalms 103, verse 5, breaking in on that verse. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. And those eagles soar, put their nest in the rock. I'm glad I one day got saved, got put in the Rock of Ages. Amen. I'm saved by the grace of God. Are you saved? You know you're saved tonight. Amen. Being born in the family of God is the greatest thing that ever happened to anybody, anytime, anywhere, under any circumstance. Being born into the family of God. And what we're going to talk about tonight, if you're not saved, you can't identify with. You don't know what it is to be sore. You got a sore. And you can't do that unless you've been saved and born in the family of God. You're somewhere wandering around in darkness and blindness and struggling and can't see your way and don't know where you're going. I'm glad one day I found out why I was here. I found out, and I've been told all my life who put me here, but I found out why I was here. And then I found out where I was going to. And praise God, I'm glad for that. Everybody needs to know where they came from. Then you need to know why you're here. And then you need to know where you're going. Amen. We came from God. We're here for His glory. And we're here to worship Him, help others, and magnify the Lord Jesus. And we're going to heaven if we're saved. If you're not saved, you're not going to heaven. You'd be going to hell, and that's not a pleasant subject, but it's a reality, and people go to hell. I preached last Sunday morning on the subject of hell, and I'm thankful I did. I'm glad I did. I didn't know why I'd do it when I did, except God said do it. And I know that night Amanda got saved over here. I say hallelujah. Amen. I believe somebody else got stirred up and under conviction about it. And that's what it's all about. And if you never see yourself lost and going to hell, you'll never get saved. You'll have to see that first. God does a convicting and shows you that. Some people say, I know I'm going to hell, but they really don't know that. They'll say it with their mouth, but really down deep in their heart, they don't really believe that. If he's in a burning house and it's burning down and somebody said the house is on fire, don't you think you'd get up? And don't you think you'd get out of it? If you really believed that somebody said that, I believe I would. I know I would. And anybody else would. But if they ever really see themselves lost, they'll want to do something about it. And I pray God would help them do that. And sometimes they see it and want to do something about it. And the devil steals it away. And before they'd make that choice that they need to make. But that's another message. I'm getting on a rabbit trail, but it's a good trail to run. People need to get saved and born in the family of God. But I'm talking about getting down. I'm talking about wait on the Lord and He'll renew our strength. And here we're talking about mount up as wings of eagles. I cannot help but think about, every time I think about an eagle, I can't help but think about that story about the eagle. And you've heard it preached probably, and I preached here, heard other preachers preach it. I've read in books about eagles, and they go through a certain period in their life that they get calcium deposits on their beaks and on their claws, and they get down in the valley, and they can't get up. And they're down there, and they're in that stage of weakness. And when they're there, if some other eagles don't come by and drop them some meat, they'll die. But some eagles will come by, drop them some meat, and they'll scream to them like they're saying, get up, and eat. And after a while, and it's been told, these that studied eagles and have watched them, some have stayed down in that valley, and they won't get up, and they won't try to eat, and they'll die down there. Others, they'll get up, and they'll try to struggle and get to that food. Those other eagles squealing and screaming out of the heavens, get up, and they're screaming to them, and after a while, they get to that meat and begin to eat, and then they begin to gain some strength, and after a while, they begin to fly. And they'll struggle up that cliff side, wherever it is that they come from, get back on that rock and begin to get that calcium off their beak and swiping it back and forth and scraping their claws. And after a while, the feathers have fallen off and they grow new feathers and they get their strength back and they'll jump off the cliff and have that scream of victory and say, I'm soaring again. I'm glad, praise God, when we're in the valley, somebody can come by and drop you a bite of meat and say, get up and eat and soar some. Get back on the rock. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about losing salvation. I'm talking about just getting blown around some. I'm talking about getting in the valley. I'm talking about getting discouraged. I'm talking about getting despondent. I said this morning, and I'll say it again tonight, if you say that you never get in that condition, I figure you'd lie about something else too. Amen. There's not anybody in this house that's been saved any length of time that has not gotten sometime down in a valley and felt despondent and felt discouraged. And amen. I'm sure I'm not the only one down there, but I'm glad there's some lilies blooming down in the valleys. Amen. I'm glad there's some meatballs down in the valley. I'm glad when Elijah's laying out there on that juniper tree, God sent an angel by and said, rise and eat. And took, hey, praise God. I'm glad we don't have to stay down in the valley and we don't have to stay in that condition. But after a while, God will help us and we can get up and we can again get back to the rock and again soar. And that's what he's talking about here. If they that wait upon the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Now, I'm talking about soaring first, because you'll never run right and never walk right if you don't soar first. Amen. That soaring has to do with our fellowship with God, has to do with our salvation, has to do with being up in high places with Him. I'm glad, praise God, for our position in Christ Jesus. Turn with me in Ephesians chapter number 2. Ephesians chapter 2. I want to show you, well, let's look at verse number 1, just because it's a great verse. And you hath he quickened, made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Look in verse 5 and 6. Even when we were dead in sins, have quickened. That word quickened means made alive. Have quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And have raised us up together and made us set together in heavenly places. I want to say to you tonight, thank God. I'm glad I'm sitting together with Him in heavenly places. I'm here, but I'm there. Amen. You say, preacher, how can you be there, here and there? I'm in Christ, and Christ is there. And so I'm there, but I'm here in body. Amen. I'm glad we're made set together in heavenly places. And when you're despondent and down and discouraged in the valley, I'm glad, thank God, you can think about, well, I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places. And begin to look up and begin to know there's some joy coming on down the road. Amen. And there's some joy coming from God. There's some help on the way. And we can find that and be helped along the way. But we soar. I'm trying to get you to see tonight soaring. And I'm going to get to this running in just a minute. And we're going to run and then we're going to walk. But right now we got to soar. I'm asking you, have you been soaring lately? Have you been to the rock lately? Have you really got the calcium off the beak? Have you really got let God help you and renewed your strength? Have you really been getting some meat to eat? Have you really been getting in the Word of God? Have you really been getting along with God? Have you really had that fellowship with God? Have you really been enjoying the things of God? Have you really been coming to the house of God with your heart hungry and arms open to God, as it were? Lord, have you ever watched little birds eat? I said the other day, there's two things I like to eat. There's three things I like to watch eat. A baby, a hog, and a bird. babies get it all over them. They, JC feeds that baby anything. Thank God, but you have to watch him. He'll choke that baby to death one day. But anyway, I've noticed that when she's eating, she'll get some in her mouth, she'll get some on her jaw, and she'll get some down, and then hogs, they get in and they blow bubbles and they chomp down on them. You've never been blessed and you ever seen a hog eat. But a little baby bird will have its mouth wide open, and that mama bird or daddy bird will come by and bring a worm. Don't that sound good? Bring out, that is that bird. That bird getting that worm's like you eating steak. And that little bird's got its mouth wide open and just saying, feed me, and drop it. And that mama bird or papa bird drops that worm in there and down it goes. That little bird, open back up, give me some more, amen. And it's ready to eat. It's hungry and ready to eat. That's how we need to come to the house of God. Our mouths, as it were, spiritually open and saying, feed me, feed me, feed me. Hey, here we come to the house of God. We're going to soar. Got to soar. Got to want something from God. Got to desire something from God. And got to have fellowship with God. Got to have that joy with God. Isn't it good to be in the house of God in fellowship? Isn't it good to hear singing and just fellowship together? God feeding you something along the way. And then hear preaching and God's feeding you some more. And God sets the table. We come in fellowship and enjoy it and have God just to feed us and say, hallelujah, praise God's good. And praise him so we can soar with him, have fellowship with him, not just in the house of God, but at the house, on the job, at school, wherever that we are, driving the automobile, where we may be. Somebody, I forget who it was talking to, said some of my best praying I do on the lawnmower. Amen. And that's a good time to pray. And just wherever, whenever, just talk to God, have fellowship with God, and let God, amen. I'm talking about if you're soaring with God, then you can run well. Amen. He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up as wings of eagles. Notice what he said next in that verse. And they shall run and not be weary. And they shall run and not be weary. Here we're talking about not location, but we're talking about labor and laboring there. I got to reading and studying in Genesis 18. And Abraham had three men come to visit him. And one of them was a theophany, a presence of the Lord Jesus. And two angels that later went down to Sodom and got Lot out. But those three men came by to visit Abraham. The Bible says he ran to meet them. He ran so he could have fellowship with them. And then in verse number 7 of that same chapter said, he ran into the herd to get something to feed them. Hurry when it come to time to fellowship, time to have that ready. He got in a hurry about that, his labor for God. I read about in Genesis 18, that servant went down there to get a bride for Isaac, and he'd been praying to God, asking God to help him get the right woman. And as he did that, Rebecca came, and the Bible said he ran to meet her. He ran to her, had to meet her. Isn't it good to run? When we're doing something for God, and the book of Esther said, the king's business requires haste. And we need to be hastily about the business of God. And so I was talking to somebody before service tonight. And we're talking about waiting on God and waiting for God to do something in a certain situation, certain thing. And said, but while we wait, let's be busy for God. Let's stay close to God. Let's be doing something for God while we wait in that waiting mode. In 1 Kings 19 and 20, Elisha was out there plowing and Elijah came by. And the Bible says he ran to catch up with him. I'm glad, praise God, we can run and catch up with the men of God and the things of God, working for God. In Acts chapter 8, verse number 30, and it's talking about Philip when he went down to Samaria. He was in Samaria, then he went down to the desert to witness that Ethiopian eunuch. The Bible said when the Holy Ghost showed him that chariot and showed him that eunuch, the Bible says he ran to the chariot. He ran to it. And that's the running we're talking about doing tonight, is running to serve God, running to do what God said. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Seeing we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And so we mount up with wings as eagles and soar with God, have fellowship with him. And then on this earth we run with God to fellowship. We run with God to help others and get others saved, to witness to others and get them in. We want to get them in. And then whatever the course is that God set before us, that we run here in this world. Amen. If God said, wait upon the Lord, he shall renew your strength. And tonight, I want our strength renewed. And we've talking about revival. We've talking about what's happening down in Liberty. We've had things happen around Gateway Baptist Church through the years. There've been some great things. We've had great meetings. There've been some great things. We've never gone 5 weeks nor 6 weeks. I'm interested in going 5 weeks or 6 weeks or a dozen or two or one or a day or a service, whatever God has. I want to wait on God and let God give it to us. Amen. And when God breathes through and God gets everything ready and God has moved on it, and we can run well as soar well. And he doesn't want us to soar just to be soaring. He wants to have fellowship with us. He wants us saved. He wants us to be right with God. He wants our lives picked up out of the valley. He wants us to have strength. He wants us to be able to run and not just fail. If you're just looking for getting in a good service and you're just looking for having a power of God come and just have God in that service do something, and then that's all you're looking for, if it's not to put it into action, then we're looking for the wrong thing. It becomes an entertainment. It becomes something else to it. But what we really need is that presence of God, that power of God, to move in our hearts so we soar, we can get the ground running and do something for God. Somebody needs some help. Somebody needs to be told about Jesus. Somebody needs to tell that somebody loves them and somebody cares. Somebody is struggling out there. Somebody, somewhere, and somebody can help. And we need to be able to run and help them. But I pray God to help us do that. But then let me get to the walking. I'm trying to hurry up a little bit, not much, but a little bit. And we soar, then we run, but we walk. And I said, didn't look backwards to me, but God began to move in my heart and show me what I needed. I needed to be with him first. And then on this earth, I need to be busy about his. He says, occupy till I come. That word occupy means stay busy about my business till I get back. But then our walk has to do with that walk as a testimony in this world, just walking with God. There's therefore now no condemnation to anyone's walk, not in the flesh, but in the spirit. I'm glad. Thank God we're not supposed to satisfy the flesh, but walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. And walk like we ought to walk. In Romans 6:4 says, and breaking in on that verse, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And so we need that newness of life. In Ephesians 2:10 said, and here he's talking about being saved. Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves is a gift of God, not a works, lest any man should boast. But then he said, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, but for that God hath ordained that we should walk in them. And so we need to walk, a daily walk of good works, a daily walk of doing what God have us do. Us Baptists, we don't like that word work. We're afraid somebody's going to classify us working for salvation. And work, that really tires us up. But God didn't save you to sit on a pew warm, ever how many inches of it is you're warming. Amen. And some more or less. But anyway, whatever you're doing there, God didn't save you just for that. God didn't save you just to take you to heaven. If he had, he knocked you in the head when he saved you. Amen. He saved do something for God. He saved you to work for the Lord. He saved you to walk with a good testimony down here in this world. Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? You can't walk with God unless you agree with God. In Jeremiah 6:16 says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, and where is a good way, and walk therein. Now the last part of that verse says, but they said they would not walk therein. There's a lot of folk today. Boy, the choir hit out that first song. What was the name of that first song? The Old Highway. I'll take the Old Highway. They started off on that song tonight, and my heart leaped for joy. I said, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I'll take the old highway. I knew I had my thoughts tonight about that old highway and walking with God and walking that old highway. A lot of people don't like that old way anymore. Everything got to be newfangled stuff, you know. It's got to be so-so. And we go in the modern day's gone crazy. Amen. Don't know what true worship is. And don't know really how to go about it. And I'm glad we can come to the house of God to worship God. Amen. We don't come to have bozo. We don't come to have, amen. And we don't come to do something else. We come to worship God. We don't come together so that we can please the flesh or have a good dancing time. That's what some world, that's what some areas are heading to. But I'll take the old highway. I'll take the old way. Give me the old way. And let me walk therein. God said it's a good way. He said ask for it and walk in it. I say hallelujah and praise God and the Lamb. Let's walk in it. Amen. Y'all still with me? Amen. Let's walk with God. And the last thing I want to say is that walking in with the Spirit. 1 John 5:7 says, but if we, or 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we walk in the light. Can two walk together except to be agreed? No. We need to ask for the old paths, walk in them. We need to walk in the light. We need to walk with him and let Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. I wonder what he's doing while he's walking with God. He's just leaving a good testimony, walking with God, having fellowship with God. Us wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, thank you tonight for the privilege we have to take the Word of God, this precious verse of Scripture, and think on it. Meditate therein. Lord, the promise you made to us that if we'd wait on the Lord, Father, help us as we wait on the Lord. Then, Father, we come now the time for the invitation, and Lord, it's your invitation, it's your service. Your work, your doing, you do what you want to do. You do it how you want to do it, with who you want to do it. And Father, I pray tonight that you speak to hearts. Maybe somebody here that's lost. Maybe somebody here tonight that they're discouraged, they're down, they're hurting. And Father, they need some help. And I pray in Jesus' name. Lord, this morning several folk came and several folk raised their hand and said they needed help. And I pray for them best I know how. I ask in Jesus' name, Father, you'd help folk. That they get that help spiritually, get encouraged, get strengthened, get emboldened. That they might stand for the Lord Jesus in strength, soar with you in fellowship. I pray they could run with you down here to the work of God and things of God. And walk daily in a walk with Jesus. Father, help us, I pray, in our lives to be the right testimony, the right walk, the right talk. The right running that we need to do and run a race with patience, God, that you give us day by day. Help us, I pray, to do that. Father, tonight in this invitation, I pray you rebuke the devil. Every hindering cause be removed. And Father, you just have your way right now. Lord, in that precious person's heart that you're dealing with, somebody that needs to come, somebody that needs just to bow an old-fashioned altar and say, Lord, help me. Lord, I pray that they'll come tonight in Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Nobody's looking. Stand, please.